This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's funny.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
Because I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And I think at that point, somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones. Well, they were looking for him to speak about that.
That man's threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars. Infowars.
Right now, the war is the Infowar.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars!
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from Infowars.
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 Infowars.com. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
This is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I saw a video on Thursday night of Sean Parker, the former president of Facebook. Legendary hacker, computer programmer, you name it. Fellow I got to meet once here in Austin. And he was saying Facebook targets and exploits your weaknesses. It targets and exploits your psychology. It makes you depressed by design. And it's very, very evil. And we consciously knew this when we did it.
That thought process was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible. And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever. And that's going to get you to contribute more content, and that's going to get you, you know, more likes and comments. I mean, it's a social validation feedback loop that it's like a, I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with, because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. And I think that the inventors, creators, you know, and it's me, it's Mark, it's the, you know, Kevin Systrom, Instagram, it's all of these people, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
But to have Sean Parker, multi-billionaire, founder of Napster, one of the co-founders of Facebook and so many other big endeavors, who was so crazed when I met him, he wasn't on drugs, it was natural, super intelligence, that he just walked up to me and went, Alex Jones, I can't believe you're here. He goes, I'm leaving, and just ran down the hall, out the door, at a party I was invited to by a rock star. And that's just a funny little story, because I said, well, I don't know what that guy's problem is, but okay, he ran from me like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Somebody sees a ghost, you know, they run out the door so hard they just put a hole through the door and there's a silhouette of their body. But I don't need to believe Sean Parker. I read documents 20 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago. I talked to former CIA section chiefs about this that were at MIT in the 70s. I did my research, because the elite acts like you're all idiots or I'm an idiot, and that we won't actually go read what's been written in published books by them. People ask, how do I know all this stuff? Why does everything keep coming true I talk about? Why does the media create all these fake things I didn't talk about to attribute to me to try to make people not tune in? It's because I actually went and read what they said they were going to build. And here's the bad news. Most of it they've been able to do. The good news is we now know they mean what they're saying. We can stop them. we have the intel, because a long-term program like this can be stopped if you're aware of it, even in its final 20% or so. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Christian murderers gone now, and giant death factories keeping babies alive. They're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face this stone. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we wanna eat babies."
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
She came, she saw, and died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman, number one, is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm torn, her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He says, "Me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur." Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
Beautiful vampire, hobbling round from half the earth. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice that it's ours rising up against us. Millions of fighting people, the very worst I've been. I'm so pissed. We're gonna steal your daughter at the mall.
Okay. First, it was about the allegations.
Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. We were halfway into that video, and it just kaput out. I thought my audio went out in my ear. But I guess that's that new special version we just got of that song, isn't it? That's how a lot of those new special versions work. What's that? You were saying something to me? No, go ahead, Matt. Tell me what you were going to say. We got the rest of the song. Here it is, folks. That's even better. I was watching Fox News as I worked out.
This is like some of the best footage we've ever had right here.
From that town of Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing. And Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points. In a moment, I'm going to play a special report before we go to break and come back and open the phones up and take your phone calls, titled Trump Coup Rollout Criticized on the House Floor. And it's very, very important. Since the computer choked up and we weren't able to play the video, I talked about Somalis stabbing and killing people in malls and other places on about a weekly basis in the United States, and how usually the talking point that's given the police is, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims too, oh, they're so good, oh, they're so sweet. That's actually a quote. And so I said it on air, and then folks took my voice and manipulated it and made it a song like it was a joke. So I usually don't even get to the latest Somali stabbing or shooting at a church or whatever, but I just thought today we would do that. But by today, it was already memory hold. It was kind of like, what? There's a song about Somalis. And then I think they made a new version today that was just so fabulous that you just saw. But hey, it doesn't matter, because I love my Somalis. I love my Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. But the toll-free number to join us on air is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX is the number to join us. And I haven't gotten into U.S. news, political news, Judge Roy Moore news. One of those classic "See, I told you so" stories. Because here it is in the news today. Official dawn of the EU army. Brussels signs off on military plan and hails historic day without the UK, and says they're going to invade countries that try to pull out now, kind of like Spain's doing to Catalonia. That's out of the express.co.uk. That's 2017. We've got articles 2016 and 2015 and others where we told you about the secret army. And they even had articles in the news saying, look at Jones and his fake news. The Germans are launching a secret army via the EU, just like they did, violating the Versailles Treaty in the 30s, and they're doing it again, a secret army. And I'm not bashing Germans themselves. I'm part German. The point is that it's going on, and we told you that it was coming, and now here's the EU army that says we try to leave, they'll just take over with their EU army. Which is called martial law, it's called invasion, it's called World War II Part 2 of 2. European Union army set for creation, UK to fund despite Brexit. Clifford Cunningham gives you the rest of the story. So you get today's news a year early, November 22nd, 2016, that's a little less than a year. Look at that. You get today's news 360 days early. Look right here. It's in the news today. It's official. Dawn of the EU army. We told you about 10 years ago. So if you ask why they hate us, for all of my issues, we're fearless. We're not pedophiles. We don't worship Satan. We want you to have a great life. We want a great life, by the way. Try to run our life. We'll fight you. And we're here to fight. We're here to not roll over. We're not taking it laying down. And that's the end of it. And we don't care what you do to us. We're coming after you. So we're like heat-seeking missiles or radar-guided. We hone in on your radar or your heat signal. So when you're firing at us, that's what we hone in on. And we try to dodge the projectiles as we're coming in, as they're flying past. But it really doesn't matter, because if you hit us, that just makes more missiles hone in and then form in. The big phalanx, and it's just coming, coming. And they can see it, and they know it, and they can feel the will. And they can feel the destiny.
And they know that we're not going to give up. They know that we're not going to back down. They know that we're committed. They're pure Satan-worshipping pedophiles and criminals. They have their purity. We have our purity. And that's why they always try to keep us asleep and then suppress us while we were asleep to get their dirty deeds done then. But now they've got a whole nother can of worms, kettle of fish, car full of clowns. They got a big problem. And it's just going to get worse. Because they've had generations mesmerized by the dum-dum tube, mesmerized by the smartphones. But see, a large contingent, a large segment, a large remnant, a large community of people of every color, but all one human race, who have a spirit that wants freedom, are becoming stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger under the pressure. Many are becoming screen sickness, smartphone zombies. I don't know if I coined that 10 years ago or was it Mark Dice? It doesn't matter. Now Wikipedia says it's a term, so it's real. All hail Wikipedia! All hail the left! All hail the controllers of words! Our masters, our kings, our majesties!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, that I have not spent more time on this or been more upset. And then I love the leftist already on Infowars.com saying, Alex, you're a libertarian. Why are you being bigoted? I was reading. I've got a computer right over here. I've got my little smartphone, smaller computer, smaller screen. And I was reading comments in the article in the video by Millie Weaver. Drag Queen Festival in Austin promotes early sexualization of children, gender confusion. I mean, that's a totally true headline. A TT. And we got stuff we haven't even put out because it's police department type stuff. And then we know we're going to be attacked for saying, hey, man, it's not good to have a guy completely naked except for glitter glued to his member. It's one thing people go down to Cancun for spring break and they're all above 18 and the women put glitter on, the guys do it, you run around the beach. I mean, that's, you're an adult. People can morally say that's wrong if they want to. You know, you better watch out, better wear a condom. But you're adults. Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz go down to this thing that's open to the public at a hotel. And, I mean, it's naked men walking around with glitter glued to their Johnson. And then you got men on their knees shaking their hips with little kids coming up giving them $5 bills and $10 bills. And they hide behind, what, you're not anti-drag queen. You're not anti-gay, are you? And again, we're the open free West where we don't kill gays. I literally don't hate people for their sexual persuasion. But I don't need to say, hey, before I show you men on strip bars with little girls giving them money, little boys giving them money, in some weird conditioning operation, let me just say I'm not anti. See how you have to preface that? That's wrong. Since I was aware of this video, I've been very upset because I have four children. And I've seen the raw footage that I don't think we can put on air. I don't think what they had at a public event in a hotel ballroom in Austin, Texas, I can't put it on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. By their rules and by my own morality. I mean, you go to the beach, you're driving down the beach, you see a man and a woman, arms around each other, touching each other, you know they're romantic. We got footage of 6, 7, 8-year-old kids, man, in romantic embraces with full-grown men. And all this weird sexual stuff with kids, and it is just, they're pushing the envelope on purpose. And it's in a hotel. I mean, can you imagine? And it's the fact that it's out in the open. And that people like Camille Paglia, who's a classical liberal and a lesbian, has been criticized for saying, You try to confuse a three-year-old sexuality or a five-year-old, that's child abuse. It is. They're not involved in that. Or they're going to have their natural proclivity. Somebody like a Catholic priest swooping in or whatever to have sex with a six-year-old, that is abusive and is pedophilia and is wrong. And all of these creepy-ass cults of children and these shows, a lot of parents bring their kids there wanting them to be famous. But then you got a little boy dressed as a girl taking off their tutu and throwing it to the crowd and then getting money for people for being paid for sexually being provocative, which is beyond the gateway. It's how it begins. You know, you go to a topless bar to give women money to see what they like, and most of them are prostitutes, and you're finding out their price. I mean, that's what topless bars are. Let's not lie about it. And I am not into the exploitation of women, so I am not into that. And I don't just say that as some term. I want a woman to really like me and really want me. I do not want to go in some 21st century version of a slave auction, and you got a woman up there on the slave platform, literally on a pole, showing you her goods like they do in North Africa, in Somalia, or other areas today. And I get the hunted are the hunted, and the hunters are the hunted. I mean, I get that a lot of the women are predatory, but creating that system makes a woman predatory when women are the opposite of that historically. It's a mess. 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 Men having sex with women who they're not in love with dehumanizes it and is empty and is bad. But you're adults, you can do it. Children being brought in and children doing strip teases for money, and children running up and giving men dressed as women humping the ground money is an abomination by every yardstick. And it just shows the tolerance of America has gone way off the edge. Everyone's tolerance. But notice, it's gotten so tolerant that the mentally ill left tells heterosexuals, you're bad. Nuclear families, you're bad. People they call straight are bad. Every show on Netflix is calling for communist revolution, or every episode, Stranger Things, you name it, is all anti-nuclear family, anti-male and female, anti, and then they call the little girl that was 12 when they shot it, now 13, the sexiest woman in Hollywood. I mean, it's just everything is about debasing the youth. And if I was a dark alien force trying to sabotage humanity, I would get into the seed stock. I would target the babies. And that's what they've done. And you've got these drugged out, crazy, poor, sad people, most of which are in the sex industry, that are trannies and transvestites, transsexuals, all that. I mean, it's a meat grinder, highest level of suicide, highest level of depression, hormones. The whole thing started as a CIA Tavistock Institute program 40 years ago to see if they could really screw up humanity. I don't hate these people. They're victims. But just like a kid that was kidnapped when they were five, at age 10, they're driving along the ice cream truck, luring other kids in the vehicle. They're now on the anglerfish. They're the light. The young children are the young light that the anglerfish hangs out in front to get other little fishies to swim up towards the white van. And if you want to see the mascot of the New World Order, let's pull up an anglerfish, can we? The thing that should not be, but is at over 10,000 feet in the ocean. That evil, satanic creature, the light of an angel right out front, masquerading as angel light. It's cute, it's fun, it's liberal. Just come close and right there are the jaws. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
G Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls here, interspersing it with some other news. But, man, you look at the classic racism being spewed by corporate media. It's meant to make white people racist. It's not going to work. But here's Daily Caller. Professor, it's not okay to be white. Because people are starting to come out and say, hey, it's okay to be white. 2 weeks ago, I said we got new T-shirts coming out that say it's okay to be white. then it says it's okay to be black, it's okay to be red, it's okay to be brown, it's okay to be pink. It's great to be human. So those T-shirts are coming out very, very soon. But this is just in the WikiLeaks. I keep going back to that, not for lack of news. I have too much new news and incredible stuff to cover. It's just they're in there in the Democratic Party saying, we need race war. We need culture war. That's all we've got. We got to stop prosperity. We got to keep people poor so we can run their lives. That's evil. It's one thing if I got something and you want to take it away from me and then I crush you. I mean, I'll do that. I don't feel guilt about that. But if I went and tried to take something that was somebody else's or I was jealous of them or I wanted to make somebody low so I felt big, that doesn't make me feel big. That makes me feel small. Just watching the globalists get mad at everybody who wants everybody to be successful makes me so upset. And I'm not going to sit here and virtue signal. Because for me, it's not virtue signaling. I told you back when it happened a month ago, it was so obvious the way the Air Force General rolled it out, the way the media picked it up. Somebody said, no, you know, get out of here, N-word. It was all fake. And by the way, they'd not prosecuted or gotten in trouble the cadet that did it. And that's because that cadet didn't do it. Just like I said back at the time, I said, if they catch him, they're going to blame it on a minority. And I said, folks, it isn't a minority. Let me tell you how the globalists operate. You think a minority student really wants to go around and stir that up and do it? No. They want to belong. I've studied these cases. I've seen the MO, the way the rollout came out. Sometimes individuals do false flags, but generally it's somebody above them and somebody who's already in trouble gets burned for it. But notice they won't say who did it. That's because they did it. And notice the media, when I said that on Friday and on Sunday and today, never attacked me for it. I've called out the general, the three-star general, and I think he did it. I know his past. I know who he is. And I also happen to have sources. So you're smart, aren't you, general? You didn't take the bait, did you, punk? I wish you'd take more bait. We'll get you. Don't you worry. Like, let's hear a few minutes of this fake of fakes with all his social engineer SJWs, most of them who are in on it. They want to call in this multiracial group of red-blooded Americans who are one race and beat them over the head that they're racist when they're not even thinking about it. They're actually scared because the group is unified. The WikiLeaks explains what we already knew, the Tavistock Institute and the CIA documents. They're upset that we're all syncing up and getting along. They don't know what to do. So what does he do? He injects a bunch of race crap and doesn't think we couldn't tell that he was in the middle of the NFL scandal wanting to look like a hero injecting themselves with their SJWs. Then we're going to your phone calls. Here it is.
We have an opportunity here, 5,500 people in this room, to think about what we are as an institution.
You're a predator.
This is our institution, and no one can take away our values. No one can write on a board and question our values.
Look at how they're glaring
no
at the military.
No one can take that away from us.
The contractors are. Look at this guy.
So just in case you're unclear on where I stand on this
just
topic,
in case you're unclear,
I'm going to leave you with
I
my
wrote
most
N-word
important thought today.
Just in case you're not clear, I'm the hero.
If you
I'm
can't
the hero.
Treat someone
I'm
with
the hero.
Dignity and respect, then you need to get out.
You need to get out. You did it. You did it. You did it.
You can't teach someone from another gender, whether that's a man or a woman, with dignity and respect, then you need to get out.
Hit pause. You need to get out. If you can't teach a man or a woman with dignity and respect, you need to get out. God, they are so upset by the Christian ethos of ending slavery, ending segregation. They hijacked, they took control. Now they want to try to reintegrate it under political correctness. It's not working. Polls show racism is at all-time lows. People are coming together. They don't know what to do. Everybody's syncing up right now in the group collective. They want us all hating each other. It's been proven so that we don't sync up in the big ethos, in the big group collective, in the big group consciousness. It's real. The big internet. And they are panicking. What do we do? It's in the WikiLeaks. Get in there. Keep them desperate. Make them fight with each other. They're coming together. What do we do? Get them to fight harder. What do we do? I want everybody to be prosperous. You think if I was looking at a neighborhood and I drove by that was nice cars and nice people, they were Hispanic or black or whatever, I don't care what color they were. If they're nice, I'd live there. The main thing is don't be creepy with a chip on your shoulder. And I'll tell you, in my experience, weird upper-class white people are you don't want to live around. But that isn't some anti-white statement. It's a statement of truth. And they're the types that are running the show. They are so aware, like psychopaths, of how normal people operate that they can't help but flip those levers because you can be a big hero on TV exposing the racism. The racism of the NFL being 90% black, the average player being paid $5 million a year, and then you take that and turn it into an example of how white people, half the folks in the stands, worshiping black people, wearing their jerseys, they're out to get you. If you can get folks to buy into that and get people that are worth tens of millions of dollars bitching how they're oppressed while somebody making $50,000 a year is spending 20% of their discretionary income on tickets to come kiss your butt, then baby, you can do anything. Because if that isn't mind control, I don't know what is. Oh, do we have the clip? GOP senators question Trump's competency, moral authority. We told you first that was coming. You want to play that clip? Is this the clip over there? I just saw the text. Oh, this is the professor's article. Let's play a clip of it.
Not only is Donald Trump a white supremacist sympathizer, I think he identifies with this notion of white supremacy, this notion of preservation of white culture.
Oh, my gosh,
and
woman.
Does that make him a white supremacist? Yeah.
I can't hear anymore. Just everybody's a white supremacist. I get it. Everybody's one but George Soros, who's an actual Nazi. I get it. The literal people putting swastikas on their cars with crosses through it, you know, with red Ghostbuster symbols over it, is funded by a real Nazi. You can't make that up. In fact, it would be hilarious if it wasn't so true. I mean, what Twilight Zone fruitcake land did I wake up in where in the town I live, they had a big event at a hotel with naked men with gigantic male organs covered in silver glitter standing there with little kids holding them and kissing them. That's power. That's just one of the photos. They got him kissing a little boy that's dressed up like a girl with a man with his genitals covered in glitter and little kids handing money to him. And then I'm the bad guy for going, whoa, man, that is creepy. Can you imagine if you or I show up at a park with glitter on our genitals? And we wandered up to some kids. They come over and give us money. And they hug us. And their moms are there fawning over us. That's what we've reached, folks. And those big fat men with wigs on, hanging upside down, shaking their butts and little kids' faces, and they run over getting money. That's the globalist dimension.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to my
MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
A million miles from nowhere.
Time don't matter to me.
Miles from nowhere.
A trillion miles.
Time don't matter to me.
A gazillion miles.
I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. And there's no place I wanna be. So there's hotels here in Austin with men dancing around half naked on stripper poles, little kids giving them money, and men posing with little kids with no clothes on, but I guess it's okay, they've got glitter on their genitals. And then I read all the government documents and I realize what it's all about, the end of the family, the total fall of civilization. I want to take some of your phone calls right now. Kevin and Nelson and Connor and Alyssa and Mike and Ed and Sean and Matt Dubiel is going to be co-hosting with me in the next hour with our great Chicago affiliate. But it really is crazy to watch them build the EU army in secret and then say it didn't exist 5-6 years ago when we first covered it, and to now see them announce this as a secret army of the EU built in Germany, aircraft, tanks, submarines, you name it, aircraft carriers all being announced. It's like a replay of the 1930s all over again. It's insane. Just like the Roaring Twenties before the Great Depression, we're just here partying and going, hey, be open. Let a little five-year-old girl go over and give $10 to a big fat man shaking his ass in her face. Be open. And by the way, we're going to teach your kids this. Just briefly, because we need to fund our operation. I'm going to your calls. This is my favorite new T-shirt. I did a commercial a few weeks ago for T-shirts. For some reason, this didn't get in the stack I was promoting. But I should have said it's the shirt I don't want to promote. But it is the shirt I want to promote. It is Won't Tread on Me, Big Gadsden Snake. No flag, just the snake. Really nice yellow, kind of like National Park yellow. It's not even like a school bus yellow. It's like a National Park yellow. It says Won't Tread on Me, Infowars.com, on the right-hand shoulder of the American flag. Infowars.com on the back. Really soft, great fabric, and it helps fund our operation. It is amazing. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's your purchase of the products that makes it all possible. Again, this was printed in the U.S., but actually sewn in Mexico. Because for this quality of shirt to be even more, if it wasn't. A lot of our shirts are made in America. But I'm really proud of this shirt. Infowarsstore.com. Please get it today. And we've got free shipping still running store-wide. A bunch of the specials that were there, though, did end as I said they would. Supermel Vitality's gone. Paleo Caveman Bone Broth is back on. I know we're about to sell out of it. We still have the Biome Defense Probiotic. That's still 50% off, and a lot of other great new deals that are going to end in 2 days, because a lot of these new things we're doing at 50% off are about to sell out. So these are really true loss leaders. Sign up for auto ship with additional 10% off. But whatever you do, we're not perfect. God, I'm half the time I can't listen to myself. But the point is, thanks for putting up with us, and just get the products. Use them. Know you're funding our operation. Tell us what you think about them. We have like 98% success rates. Okay. Kevin in Jacksonville, Florida, wants to talk about assimilation in Dearborn. I think he's probably talking about the latest jihadi stabbing at the Mall of America in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the Somali that did it, and the fact that it was footage shot at the mall, 95% Somalis there now, because Minnesota, Minneapolis is the new capital of Somalia, and they're not assimilating. I should just, you can't go to Somalia and live, but we're supposed to bring them here, and then they're going to live in peace. And the left encourages them. Don't give up your culture. Cut your women's genitals off. Shell them, beat them, kill them. This is liberal. It's always liberal, as long as it's anti-Christian. So, Kevin, tell us about assimilation in Dearborn, Michigan.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, as you pointed out, I'm actually originally from Redford, but I have two uncles who live in Dearborn. And I want people to be aware that this left pushing the this ridiculous theme of bring everybody in with open arms is ridiculous. There's parts of, it's not just Dearborn, Michigan. It's really the whole state of Michigan that is literally, it's like Sharia law. There's certain places that
they've got the minarets up. They've got call to prayer. Businesses that sell alcohol or people are getting beat up. It's on.
Joel, I can't think of his name. He did a There's No Place Like Utopia video. He went there, and even he was scared for his life, and he had armed security. So people need to be aware of who they're letting in and why these corrupt elected officials are doing it. They're doing it to push an agenda. And another thing is Michigan's another great place for being an economy to be wiped out. People also need to be aware of these AI technologies, because people have to understand that Michigan used to be the hub of the industrial revolution as far as the car business goes. And then when these agendas got pushed to bring in robots to take over these people's jobs, people just need to be aware. They need to understand that, you know, when you bring in all these technologies, sometimes you're giving up more than just convenience. There's a lot of people that are out of jobs now, and this tech boom bubble, it's not going to last forever. You're going to have humans build these things. If not, you're going to see like we're seeing in Saudi Arabia with robots going to take over.
No, that's it. But hell, the left just wants to be able to pose naked with your child in a photo. So, great point, Kevin. It's very dangerous. Did you see the footage during the stabbing in the Mall of America. Just nothing but, I mean, it looks like you're in downtown Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
It's crazy. There's a mall in Westland. I think it's Westland, Michigan. It's called Fairlane Mall. It's actually one of the most dangerous malls in America because it's totally Islamic. And when I saw the footage, it looked pretty much like it was the Mall of America. Everyone's in full burqas with hijabs and nobody speaks English, and especially if you're a white male and you walk around there, you get weird looks. And I think the crazy thing is that you have the two people were trying to defend their property from being stolen. I mean, what does that say about these tolerant, loving Islamists that they're trying to steal somebody's stuff, and the guy was trying to defend himself and he gets stabbed? And I'm
well,
sure
if you notice, if you watch this video, the arrogance. They don't want to assimilate. They're going to assimilate you. And that, just even the kids are strutting around. It's like, just back the video up. Just strutting around. It's like, you bet we're taking over. Get used to it.
The loving police officials, and they give them the key to the city after this is all done. I mean, it's incredible with the time we're living in, Alex.
We've been asleep, brother. And people that hate us are in control. And that's why they're so scared of Trump, because he's just not out to get us. And the fact, and you read about this, like 90% of the Muslims are on welfare, then they have another job. They just, it's all fraud. It's all a joke. It's all, I mean, they won't let us move to their country is what I'm saying. Oh, you're being racist. I can't move to their country.
You should send one of your reporters to a Social Security office in Texas, because I'm pretty sure it's like it is down here in Florida and up in Michigan, and it's literally like you're at the United Nations convention. It's anybody who's not American, nobody speaks English. I've been in there before and heard Creole, Spanish, Arabic, Farsi, Russian, anything and everything but American. None of the tellers are American. Everyone has anti-American rhetoric. It's incredible.
No, I know.
And we've allowed this to happen.
And here's the deal. It's not that immigrants are bad. It's that the globalists are bringing in the worst and forging them into an army. It's just incredible. Thank you. See, I took one caller in that segment. I've got like 10 more, but these are great callers. Let's go ahead and go to Connor in Long Island, New York. Connor, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just kind of wanted to bring something to your attention, maybe completely meaningless. I sent it to Shepard Ambellus this week before he went on your show. There's an article from the Las Vegas Review-Journal for August 2017 talking about a, quote, Middle Eastern Air Force booking the entire W Las Vegas. Long story short, you scroll down to the end of the article, and it specifies that this is suggested to be a Saudi Air Force, and they would be staying this year at the W instead of the Four Seasons, that where they traditionally stay for this exercise every year with the U.S. Air Force. The Four Seasons is the top floors of the Mandalay Bay.
Yes.
I just found that to be a little interesting. Maybe your team can kind of...
Our military sources say it was basically an attempt to kill the prince, and it was all a big Civil War deal, and then... Yes, we've had on the talk about that. It's been picked up by the FBI. So, yeah, it's very, very serious.
I just found that very interesting. But
stay there. Don't hang up, Connor. I'm going to come back to you. And I'm going to go to all the calls before Matt Dimiel takes over. Straight ahead, 70 seconds away, fourth hour. And then the war room with Owen Schroeder. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I don't know what's worse, though, radical Islam or the pedophile networks. I think the pedophiles. I think they're the worst thing.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.